Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dangerous Assignment, transcribed starring Brian Donlevy as Steve Mitchell.
Yeah, danger is my assignment. I get sent to a lot of places I can't even pronounce. They all spell the same thing, no trouble, but when I walk into the commissioner's office, I don't realize that this assignment's going to wind up with my life getting saved because somebody drops a bomb on me.
Morning, Commissioner. You sent for me?
Steve, the flying Fenways are in trouble.
The flying Fenways sounds like trapeze acts.
Frank and Lenny Fenway, ex-American Army flyers. They settled down in India after the war and opened up an airline. One of them, Lenny, disappeared in Tibet 2 weeks ago with the company's only plane.
They are in trouble. Go on, Commissioner.
He was carrying a passenger at the time, a Chinese nationalist agent named Tai Singh. The agent had been sent from Formosa to contact certain tribes in Tibet. Resistance groups still holding out against the new order in China.
You know, if somebody could organize them, they'd be a lot of help to Chiang Kai-shek. That's why the agent was sent?
That's right. The nationalists also planned airdrops there to supply the tribes with arms and ammunition and other equipment.
And you say Fenway flew the agent to Tibet and hasn't been heard of since? Any word from Tai Singh?
Yes, a caravan from Tibet picked him up 2 days ago and brought him into Kashmir last night, more dead than alive. He's in a coma at the hospital in Srinagar. Hasn't been able to tell us what happened to Fenway.
Look, Commissioner, if he'd been captured, we'd have heard a propaganda broadcast about it.
Yes, they certainly have accused Fenway of being an American spy and made a big thing out of it. Get over there, Steve. See what information you can get out of the agent Tai Singh. Find Lenny Fenway and get him out of Tibet before he falls into the wrong hands. Well, that's it. You get your assignment. Good luck.
The National Broadcasting Company is presenting Dangerous Assignment, starring Brian Donlevy in the role of Steve Mitchell, colorful two-fisted government agent. At all those places of the world where danger and intrigue walk hand in hand, there you will find Steve Mitchell on another dangerous assignment. Magnificent musical entertainment is yours for the dialing every Monday evening on the NBC Radio Network. Listen on most NBC stations to these great programs. The Railroad Hour with singing star Gordon McRae and guest artists from Music and Hall of Fame. The Voice of Firestone, featuring Hog Barlow and the Firestone Orchestra and Chorus, in the melodies you enjoy hearing. The Telephone Hour with the music of Donald Voorhees and the Bell Symphonic Orchestra. And, of course, the Dinah Shore Show, NBC's new Monday night program special starring America's favorite songbird, Miss Dinah Shore. Yes, every Monday night, listen to the best musical entertainment on this NBC station.
Sure, I got my assignment. All I have to do is find an ex-U.S. Army flyer named Lenny Fenway who disappeared in Tibet. Sounds like a cinch. Yeah, somewhere in China's backyard. Over 400,000 square miles of it. It's late Monday afternoon when my plane lands in Kashmir. I hustle over to the hospital hoping the nationalist agent, Tai Singh, has recovered consciousness and I can get a lead from him. But he hasn't. So I wander out to the waiting room. There I run into Frank Fenway, the missing flyer's brother.
Told the colonel all I know about this.
The colonel?
Yeah, Colonel Yee. He flew in from Formosa this morning. He's with Nationalist Intelligence. He really gave me the old third degree. I mean, the guy suspects Lenny and I pulled some sort of a double cross.
Why should he think that?
That beats me. This kid doesn't trust anybody.
How'd you and your brother get involved with Tai-Sing, anyway?
Oh, he's an old friend of ours. We met him in China during the war. About a month ago, he walked into our office in New Delhi. He said he had a little business to toss our way if we were interested.
And you were, huh?
He wanted us to fly him here to Seringar first and then over to a small village in Tibet.
Why Seringar?
I had to pick up some radio equipment he was to take with him to Tibet. That's how he was going to keep in touch with the shop here.
What's that?
Silversmith's place. It's a sort of a nationalist headquarters.
Mm-hmm. This colonel you spoke to, where is he now?
He's over at the shop, I guess. Why?
I'd like to have a talk with him. Ten minutes later, we pull up in front of a small shop on a crowded side street. I show my credentials to the clerk, and he takes us to a small back room where we find Colonel Yi pacing the floor nervously. Nearby, a radio operator is fiddling with his set, but always getting his static.
The possibility that we will hear from the missing flyer is remote, gentlemen. Still,
there's no harm in keeping an open circuit. What are your plans, Colonel Yi?
Well, at the moment, Mr. Mitchell, my hands are tied. I could contact Formosa, tell them to begin the airdrop operation, but I...
Wait a minute. How do you know where the stuff is to be dropped? Tai-Sing was supposed to pick out the locations. You couldn't have talked with him.
I did not have to. Here, look at this, Mr. Mitchell.
Hey, a map. Where'd you get this?
It was found in the lining of Tai-Sing's coat.
Wait a minute. These pencil marks, circles here, here. Could they be the locations Tai-Sing picked up?
I think so, yes.
But you can't be sure until Tai-Sing regains consciousness and you've verified it with him, huh? And then your troubles are over?
No, not quite. There is still your American flyer, Lenny Fenway, to be found. It is most important.
To my government, yeah. Because if we don't find him, he'll be a perfect pigeon for some phony propaganda. But how does he affect your operation?
He represents a very serious threat to the success of our mission.
Oh, now, wait a minute, you...
Take it easy, Frank. What are you driving at, Colonel?
Mr. Fenway, your brother may know of this map. The locations where the airdrops are to be made.
How could he know?
First, let me inform you that your brother's plane has been found.
What?
When did this happen, Colonel?
I learned of it only this morning when I questioned members of the caravan. The men who brought Tai-Sing here. One of the men had heard from a villager at San Yitao that a plane was found abandoned near there 10 days ago.
And crashed?
No, apparently engine trouble had developed. A forced landing was necessary.
Oh, that's a relief. You must be still alive, then.
You will not be happy to learn that the plane has been confiscated by hostile troops.
I don't care about that. I'm more interested in Lenny.
Yeah. What makes you think he knows about this map?
I am assuming that Mr. Fenway's brother accompanied Tai-Sing on his journey to contact the various tribal chiefs.
And being old friends, they might have discussed the location of the airdrop, huh?
Well, I am assuming further that the two men were making their way back here when they ran into trouble. Soldiers, perhaps. But Tai-Sing got away. Perhaps your brother, Mr. Fenway, did not.
So if Fenway was captured, the affair would be kept quiet while they put the pressure on him to try and make him talk.
Exactly, Mr. Mitchell. Now, should my government go ahead with our plans, we might drop much-needed supplies and equipment into enemy hands.
Yeah.
So what happens now?
Let's have a look at that map again, Colonel.
Yes.
Where'd the caravan pick up Tai-Sing?
Right here in the north, not far from the Xinjiang province border.
Mm-hmm. Good place as any to start looking, don't you think, Colonel?
Look, if you guys are going hunting for Lenny, you can count me in.
Well, we'll need a plane to get us up there. Oh, wait a minute. You're out of business, Frank, remember? No plane.
I'm back in. I hocked everything I could get my hands on and made a down payment on another crate yesterday. I was planning on going out and look for Lenny on my own.
All right. You've got a couple of customers.
It's a deal. And this time, gents, the trip is on the house.
Shortly after nightfall, Colonel Yi and I board the plane. Frank Fenway guns it down the runway and we're airborne. Heading due east over the towering peaks of the Himalaya range. There's a bright moon out, and it's going to make it easy for us to spot a place to land, but hard to do so unnoticed. About 2 hours later, we're approaching our destination, a long, narrow strip of plateau high in the mountains. Then we make a low pass over the area, circles, and comes in for a landing.
The village is over in that direction, isn't it, Colonel?
Yes. We cannot see it from here, but it is not far away. I am certain we can contact members of the tribe there.
Come on, Colonel. Let's get our gear ready.
Yes.
I'll pack the radio equipment. Can you manage the rest of your stuff?
Okay, you guys. Get in.
I'll get the door.
Get down. I'll hand this to you.
Okay. Okay, let's have it.
Here you are.
I got it.
Okay. Now we're all set. Get up front and move this crate out of here on the double.
Okay, Steve. Come on.
We'll need it. You ready, Colonel?
Ready. I have everything, I think.
Yeah, let's head for the rocks over there. All right.
Over here, Mr. Mitchell.
Yeah, this looks like a good spot. We can keep under cover among these rocks here for a while and see if our landing has stirred up any interest.
Oh, in this moonlight, Mr. Mitchell, I do not think our arrival has gone unnoticed.
How right you are, Colonel. Look, over there.
What? Men on horseback?
Yeah, a dozen of them at least, and they're headed this way.
Quickly, let us move back.
What do you make of them, Colonel?
I do not think they are tribesmen. No, I am certain they are not soldiers. A patrol.
Oh, great.
Here, behind this boulder.
Hey, they're looking around. Probably figure the plane might have dumped something.
Yes. I do not think they will come up here.
They're right. They're moving on.
They are headed for the village.
Yeah, which means we have to change our plans.
Oh, yes. The tribesmen there will certainly be warned of the patrol's approach. They will move back into the mountains. We could attempt to signal them up there.
Why not? Let's give it a whirl, Colonel. The Colonel and I drag out our flashlights and start blinking them towards the mountains. This goes on for half an hour, and then we get an answer. The lights blinking on and off in the distance. We pack our gear and head for it. The light doesn't seem to be more than a mile away, but distances are deceiving up here, and it's almost dawn before we arrive at the tribal chief's camp. We're given a tent, and while the colonel goes off to confer with the chief, I set up the radio.
Chief Mitchell calling Steve Mitchell. Tell me you're 6332 calling Steve Mitchell.
Steve Mitchell here. W6332. That you, Fenway?
Yeah. Steve, you alone?
Sure. What's up? Did Tyson come too?
You're in a jam. That colonel gee you're with is a phony.
What?
Police here in
Ferndale
found the real Colonel
Yee
and Owl at dawn. Been murdered.
Oh, great. Look, Fenway, you better...
Go on, Steve. What is it? Steve, can you hear me? What's wrong?
What's wrong? Bloody wrong, but I don't think I can explain to Fenway, not with a cold muzzle of an automatic at the back of my head. And an arm reaches over my shoulder.
Sorry, Mr. Mitchell.
You came back just a little too soon, but...
And now you find yourself in a rather awkward position. Do you not, Mr. Mitchell?
You're not on too healthy ground yourself. What happens if the chief and his tribe find out that you're a phony?
There is no chief, and these men belong to no tribe. They are soldiers under my command. And you, Mr. Mitchell, are my prisoner.
Mitchell will continue his dangerous assignment in just a moment. Last year, thousands of Americans who tried to get away with carelessness on the highways were killed or permanently injured in traffic accidents. Unless you're meticulous in your observance of the rules of highway safety, you and your family are vulnerable to the menace of traffic accidents. So heed the advice of America's professional truck drivers, who are taught to drive ahead of themselves. Learn and obey traffic signals and signs. Every motorist should be alert and careful every moment behind the wheel. Don't think for a moment that accidents always happen to the other fellow. They can and may happen to you. And remember, folks, it doesn't take much effort to give hand signals, to dim lights, to look around carefully before driving out of a parking lot, or to slow up at intersections. Such acts of common courtesy can make the difference between accident trouble and safe motoring. So remember, observe traffic signals and signs. Drive ahead of yourself. Now back to Dangerous Assignment and Brian Donlevy as Steve Mitchell.
Yes, Mr. Mitchell. You are my prisoner.
You're not in such a good spot yourself, you, or whatever your name is.
And why not?
Because the National boys back in charge of me know you're a phony.
That is not important. What they do not know is that you are my prisoner. And when you broadcast to them at the time I will designate, they will be convinced that everything is in order.
I see. I go on the air, but you write the script.
Exactly. You see, my troops in this area are quite seriously short of supplies at present. We will gratefully accept anything our friends, the nationalists, here to donate by way of parachute drops, and you will, of course, get the signal over the radio for the drops to take place. And still, yes. You see, then?
Yeah, looks like trouble for you and your boys. It's a beautiful sound. The phone center flag is out of the tent through the entrance. I spot some natives on horseback with guns. There's two guards are mowing around trying for a shot, but one of them lets a target out of himself. I dive for the other one in platinum. Suddenly a jump with a panel gun pops into the tent.
It's off!
Yeah, who are you?
I'm in the car. I am trouble. You. Come.
I don't need any urging. He hustles me outside and gives me a horse. His men are waiting about a dozen of them. They come. The whole raid's been beautifully organized, and we're away without a scratch. 2 hours later, we're winding up a mountain trail.
One more hour to carriage between you for headquarters. There you'll find American pilot teammates.
Yes.
Well, you're one of the resistance leaders, huh, Sam?
Yes.
Each of us lead our own tribe.
I still haven't figured out how you knew I was being held prisoner.
Sam told us his brother might come look for him. We expect him. Last night, we see him
young. Oh, so those men on horseback last night were your boys. You had me convinced that they were soldiers.
Now, start calling you and find out what happened.
Hold it. Airplane.
Enemy plane.
They're coming in low. Gonna make a pass out of their body there.
No, there's horses over there. Right, you remember.
Okay! Coming in fast.
Keep it.
I hope they're right. Hey, they're probably standing some back, and this ledge won't cover us from the other direction.
By that time, we'll be around bending trailer. Come.
We pound along the trail and around the bend, but we're trying to make it turn. We wind back farther and farther into the mountain. Half an hour later, we reach Stan's headquarters, a cave near the ridge. There I find the missing pilot, Lenny Fenway, with a bandage on his left arm.
That's a stretch, Steve. Got it when we were ambushed.
What happened, Lenny?
Well, as you know, the nationalist agent, Ty Singh, hired me to fly him from Kashmir so he could make the rounds of the tribal resistance leaders and line up locations for the parachute drops with supplies and ammo.
Yeah.
Well, we ran our way back and we had engine trouble. Forced landing. We abandoned the plane and started heading for the border on foot. We were over other country.
Did you run into a patrol?
Oh, we sure did. I got separated from Ty Singh and got a slug in my arm. I wandered around lost a couple of days. Then Stan and his boys found me and brought me here. Is everything all set and dropped?
What do you mean?
Well, you're supposed to start safely.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah. Ty Singh told me it was very important to the whole timetable if the drop took place in schedule.
If they can't.
Why not?
Because that corner Colonel Lee has Ty Singh's map. He knows the locations of the drop. His boys will be there waiting.
He hasn't seen this map, though.
Where'd you get that?
Ty Singh gave it to me in case he got separated. These are the alternate locations for the drop. How do leaders know about them?
Hey, if we can get this back across the border, the drop can take place on schedule tomorrow.
There's only one hit. It's a 2-day trip on horseback.
We've got no radio. Oh, great.
Hey, what was that? Come on, let's get to the mouth of the cave. Hey, Sam, what's going on?
Enemy plane, have look here, dropping bombs.
Oh, we don't have enough troubles as it is. We got to get bombed, too.
Hey, look, way down the mountain, column of soldiers.
Yes, come across now, clean up, please.
Hold it, let me have your binoculars. Yeah, there's a jeep bringing up in the air. What do you know? Our old friend, me, and the driver.
Come, no time to lose.
I'll say there's no time to lose. There's a small radio transmitter in that jeep, looks like,
so.
So we're going to cook up a little gag. If it works, we'll get the radio.
What if it doesn't?
Then we don't need the radio. I like on the view of the town in a hurry. He mounts and takes off to give the orders. Lenny and I stay undercover in the cave. Their troops and the jeep get closer. Suddenly, half of Sam's men take off along the trail in full view. Their troops chasing, leaving the jeep unprotected. The rest of Sam's men come out of hiding inside the jeep. The boat hits the tire and stops the jeep. You and the driver pile out and dive for cover. Lenny and I run to the jeep, grab the transmitter, and bring it back to the cave.
All set, Steve. Go ahead.
Metro calling W6C32. Metro calling W6C32.
W6C32. Go ahead, Mitchell.
Your brother's here with me, Frank. You okay?
Yes.
Got your plane standing by?
Yes, up and waiting, Steve.
Same spot? 1 hour after sunset. You got it?
We're seeing you. Over and out.
Sam's boys have tried to keep you through the building until we get to the rendezvous, right?
Right. Let's go. I I'll sit down the chair and take off a truck. The ridge working our way to the plateau where the planes to pick us up. We arrive in time to start a small fire. The guide's Frank.
Hey, look. Coming around that mountain, too.
Yeah, it's Frank. Right on schedule, too.
Yeah, coming into the landing.
Come on.
We're perhaps just about opposite that clump of boulders.
Yeah. Yeah, looks like they're good, isn't it?
What's the matter?
Hey, look. Back there on the ridge in the moonlight. You and the soldiers must have figured out the big club.
Well, we better get this close to getting out of here and then.
Come on.
We're going to make a run for it.
Hold on to the plane. The troops are getting closer. Looks like it's a threat. Who's reached the plane?
Don't open the door and dive in. That comes it off the ground just in time.
Will return in just a moment. Variety is the spice of life, they say, and variety is what we at NBC attempt to give you each Thursday evening. Yes, each Thursday on most NBC stations, you'll hear such entertaining programs as The Roy Rogers Show, Father Knows Best, Truth or Consequences, The Judy Canova Show, and Eddie Cantor's Show Business Show. Roy Rogers brings Western song and adventure from the Double R Ball Ranch in Paradise Valley. Later, it's time for Father Knows Best with Robert Young in the title role. And perhaps you'll agree with the thing about which Father Knows Best is trouble. That trouble enough, there's always some thing listening when it's time for Robert Young to star on this station. Robert did bring the truth of consequences, and the action really begins when a contestant misses a question and has to pay the consequences. Judy Canova adds to the mirth and merriment with hilarious comedy and some songs in her own delightful style. Then Eddie Carter brings you his show business show, during which he reminisces about his years in the entertainment world. Every Thursday, listen to all these fine shows on most NBC stations.
This is Brian Donlevy saying, let's not forget to support the American Cancer Society.
And be sure to listen to Steve Mitchell's Dangerous Assignment next week. This is tonight's cast with Stacey Harris, Sidney Miller, Paul DeBart, and Frank Gristle. This is John Storm speaking. Dangerous Assignment, starring Brian Donlevy as Steve Mitchell with Herb Butterfield as the commissioner, is written by Bob Blythe and Adrian Zondo and is directed by Bill Kahn. Be with us again next week at the same time when Brian Donlevy, starring in the role of Steve Mitchell, will embark on another transcribed Dangerous Assignment.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.